This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الانبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another in our series of Illuminate Your Life, 101 Traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have chosen a beautiful hadith, Ad-Dinu An-Nasiha. Religion is all nasiha, sincerity. So let me read the hadith in Arabic and then we will translate and explain this beautiful hadith, which covers the essentials of Islam. Ad-Dinu An-Nasiha. Actually, in another report, Ad-Dinu An-Nasiha, Ad-Dinu An-Nasiha, Ad-Dinu An-Nasiha. Qulna liman ya Rasulallah, qala lillahi wa li kitabihi wa li rasulihi wa li a'immatil muslimina wa ammatihim. Al-Rawi Tamimuddari, Al-Masdar Sahih Muslim. Tamim al-Dari narrates, radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ad-Dinu An-Nasiha, religion is all sincerity. We ask, towards whom, O Messenger of Allah? He said, to Allah, to His Book, to His Messenger, and to the leaders of Muslims, and to all Muslims. This is reported by Imam Muslim, of course, by others as well. The reporter of this tradition is Abu Ruqayya. His name is Abu Ruqayya, although he has no son by that name, but this is a habit of the Arabs at the time, that you may give this kind of name, this laqab, just as a mark of honor. Abu Ruqayya Tamimuddari. He was a Christian who converted to Islam in the 9th year of Hijrah. Of course, most of the delegations would arrive from all of Arabia. They heard of Islam and the beauty of this religion, and they are rushing to embrace Islam. So that when the Prophet ﷺ died, Islam had spread all over to all corners of the Arabian Peninsula. Alhamdulillah. So he came, he converted to Islam, and then he becomes a very, very close and eminent companion of the Prophet ﷺ. He was reputed for his piety and profound knowledge. And he was the first person to install lights. Actually, it's said that he carried with him lanterns and ropes. He would tie ropes and then put those lanterns in the Prophet's mosque. That was the first time the masjid of the Prophet was lighted. What a great honor for this companion. It is reported that he would read the entire Quran. Of course, he had memorized the whole Quran, and he said in one rakah, he would finish reading the whole Quran. And I would say in tahajjud salah, in a single night, he will recite the entire Quran. He retired to Palestine where he died, and people called him a Muslim monk because of his exclusive devotion to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his religious practices. He transmitted, even though he is a latecomer to Islam, he transmitted 18 traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith that we recited is well attested, it's authentic, and it is reported by Muslim and others. This is a very important tradition according to scholars, explaining the entire Islam revolving around the concept of nasiha or sincerity. Tamim al-Dari says, I am taking the various riwayat and I'm bringing it all here, that once the Prophet was sitting with his companion, addressed his companion saying, Ad-Dinu An-Nasiha, الدين والنصيحة الدين والنصيحة. That was the Prophet's way of arousing interest. Prophet was a perfect communicator, excellent in his skills of communication. So he would repeat the question, the phrase three times. And by that time, everybody has their attention focused on him. And once they were turned towards him to hear him attentively, they ask, towards whom you mean, O Messenger of Allah? You say, Anna ad-deen wa nasiha. So towards whom you mean that we should have that, render that nasiha? He replied, An-nasiha lillahi wa li kitabihi wa li rasulihi wa li aimmatil muslimina wa ammatihim. Towards Allah, towards his book, his messenger, and the leaders of Muslims, and all Muslims, actually all of humankind. The Prophet used the word nasiha. The word nasiha comes from the root in Arabic of nasaha. It is used for stitching cloths to perfection. Or it is also used for extracting pure honey, isolating the wax. So you squeeze that honey, and then honey falls, you know, into the bottle, pure honey. This is nasah al-asal. Okay. By saying that the entire religion is nasiha, the Prophet wants to stress the importance of nasiha, the sincerity. So they should extend to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his book, the Kitabullah, Rasulullah, Aimmatul Muslimin, and Ammatihim. Nasiha to Allah entails, we may ask, what do we mean by Nasiha to Allah? It entails believing in Him as the one and only God. Tawheed, Nuwahidullah. That means accepting His sovereignty and lordship over our lives and over entire creation. Affirming Allah's uniqueness and incomparable nature, that Allah is incomparable. He is absolute. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He begets not, nor was he begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. And refusing to attribute anyone in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, sincerity to Allah also means obeying Him, obeying Allah, and centering our life around Tawheed, the divine oneness. Now, nasiha of the book towards the book of Allah means to believe that the Holy Quran is the inimitable word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the final testament. It is the last scripture, last revelation. And we need to reverence it. We need to learn it. We need to read it. And we need to ponder its lessons, because it's not enough to read the Quran or recite it, but we need to ponder the meaning of the Quran. And then once we learn the lessons and the message of the Quran, we should be practicing them in our daily life. As for the nasiha to the Messenger of Allah, it means accepting him as the final messenger. Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, he is the seal of prophets and messengers, and then obeying him and accepting him as our true role model, Uswa Hasana, and emulating his beautiful examples, and upholding and supporting his mission and message, and spreading it through our example, through da'wah, to all over the world. And nasiha to our leaders means supporting them to fulfill their trust and responsibility, offering them constructive criticism, not just simply listen, obey, whatever they say, no. If they are wrong, we need to correct them. And we need to, it is important to exercise wisdom in correcting the, criticizing the rulers and leaders. Otherwise, we may end up making the situation worse. Our intention should be to improve the situation, not to make it worse. Obedience to leaders, however, in no way should amount to condoning dictatorship. This is one of the downfall of Muslims today. Some of our ulama usu, make out this religion as teaching us to support the tyrannical rule. That is not correct, because religion does not allow sanction dictatorship and tyranny. The whole purpose of leadership is to rule, govern with justice. Let the words of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu be our guide in this matter. When he was elected as caliph, he addressed the people saying, "Ati'uni ma ta'atu Allah fikum, fa idha asaytuhu fala ta'ata li alaykum." Obey me as long as I obey Allah in governing you. If I disobey Allah, you don't owe me any obedience. So very, very clear. Nasiha towards fellow Muslims is to love them, to bring benefit to them, and to remove harm from them, helping them when they need help, support them in all good works, and correct them when they commit mistakes. Imam Shafi Rahimullah said there is a difference between Nasiha and Tashhir. Nasiha is not exposing, it's not Tashhir. Nasiha is, it's important to advise your brother confidentially because your intention is to improve. So take him to the side and privately advise him if you see him doing something wrong. But if you do so in public, you are exposing him, you are threatening him. That is going to backfire. So here are some quotes from the pious elders on the concept of Nasiha. The most beloved servants of Allah to Allah are those who endear Allah to them and endear his servants to Allah, and that is being sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the sincerity towards Allah. Fudail ibn Iyad radiallahu anhu said, if anyone has attained any higher spiritual rank whatsoever, it was not due to long prayers or fasts, but it was simply by virtue of generosity of spirit, freeing hearts from malice, ill-feeling, grudges, and sincere love for the ummah, for the world. Another quotation from a pious elder. A pious person conceals the faults of others, while an immoral person, a fajir, exposes and spreads them and washes the dirty linen in public. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to imbibe these beautiful lessons of this beautiful religion from the beautiful messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all beautiful. So let us imbibe these beautiful lessons and let us beautify our character, our inner and outside life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.